Erev Yom HaKadosh, the Haftira of Yom Kippurim in the morning. Pasuk says, Lama tzamnu v'loy ra'isa. Why have we fasted but not seen a Yeshua come? We fasted, we tortured ourselves, and we didn't see any good results. Aninu nafshenu v'loy seda. We afflicted, we had inuyim, we were in pain, and we don't see anything good coming out of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers and says, Hein b'yoyim tzaymchem timtzu chayfetz. Because on the day that you're fasting, the Malvim explains the answer, you're dreaming about the food that you're not eating. You just happen to be not eating, but you're still completely focused on it. V'chol atzveichem tingoshu, and you're depressed about fasting, you're sad about it, and that is stressing you out. So you didn't go through a fast of inspiration and spirituality. You went through a fast where you were just suffering and you were waiting and wishing that the thing will be over before it even started. And then the pasuk says afterwards, there are not many pasuk, I'm just going to read a little bit of them from the Haftarah. You can see it, everybody can see it inside. Hachazeh yitzayim efchareyu. You think that's the type of tzayim that I want? That's what I'm interested in. Yoyim anois adam nafshe. Hashem says, I need you to suffer. Hashem doesn't need anybody to suffer. Hashem made the world that people should be able to enjoy themselves. It's not about suffering. Halachayv ka'agmoin raisha. I need you to twist your head down like a horseshoe. V'sak ve'efer yatsia. You should just be wearing uncomfortable clothing. Halazeh tikra tzayim. You think this is what a tzayim is? You missed the boat. This is the day that Hashem was looking for. This is what Hashem is interested in. Haloi, says Hashem, I'll tell you what a tzayim is. Zet tzayim efchareyo. The following is what I'm interested in. The following is the real program. Patea chartzubais resha. Stop being connected to averis. Disconnect yourself. Hater agudais maita. All the things that were bending you and schlepping you to bad places, get rid of them. V'shalach ritzusim chavshim. And people that you're holding as slaves, set them free. There were periods of time in Klai Yisrael didn't want to let their Eved Ivri go free. V'chol maita tenateku. Whenever is improper, disconnect from it. And then in the famous sukkim, haloi farois l'rayiv lachmecha, v'anim rudin tavim v'ayis, v'kisira oroi mechisisim, v'sracha le'tis'alim. Give bread to the hungry. Have poor people living in your home. When you see people that are naked, you should cover them. And don't ignore your relatives. And it goes on, beautiful, then everything will be good. Then you're going to have a good life. This is what the kind of tzayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. I'd like to share with you, just for a few minutes, what the Alter von Slabodka, Rabbi Zvi Finkel, Sabbam Yitzhabodka, the Alter von Slabodka, in the Sefer Orat Zofon, the Shmuzin he gave in Yeshiva, I don't know if it was in Slabodka or in Chevron, but what he spoke about in these psukim, and we'll just begin with an interesting question. Everybody wants to know why Moitzai Yom HaKippurim, when you just got the most amazing Mechila Slicha Kapar you're going to get for a year, why you right away say V'hu Racho Mechaper Ovoin, whatever. And then you say Slach Lanu and Shmoneh Esrei. What's it all about? So before I tell you what the Alter von Slabodka says, I'll just share something with you on a side note in parentheses from Rabbi Michal Fletcher Shlita's new amazing sefer. It's only a few months old, called Simchas Yom Tov. And with this, of course, we're going to have a very simple answer to the question. He brings a mashal, a story. He says, a man who we should call Reuven was rushing into shul and carelessly knocked over an elderly man. Baruch Hashem, the man was unhurt. But Reuven was very upset about what he had done, and he was so embarrassed, and he apologized. The older man completely forgave him. But Reuven saw how people were escorting this man to the Mizrachvan, the front of the shul, and he realized this must be a chashev guy. So he realized his previous apology wasn't enough, and he went to the front and asked his fellow again for mechila, and of course the fellow accepted. On his way back to his seat, Reuven realized and heard that this guy was about to be giving a shiur in the shul. Wow, he must be a Talmud Chacham. And he realized that his second apology wasn't enough. So he went to the older man with an even more serious apology. Okay, the guest began his shir. And Reuven said, this guest looks familiar. And he realized that this was the Gadol Hadar. Reuven had a picture of him hanging in his own house. He hadn't looked at his face before. He rushed over after the shir, begging mechila, tears in his eyes, begging for forgiveness. The Gadol Hadar, of course, smiled at him, said he's Michael him, b'leiv shalom. So, says Rabbi Fletcher, we might not realize in Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur the seriousness of our Averis or the greatness of Hashem. But when it comes to Ma'ariv, and even though we said Al-Khayr already once, we've been in shul for a couple hours, you start realizing, you start getting detached from the regular world, you're becoming more spiritual, you realize how terrible is the sins of such a great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we do Al-Khayr again. Wow, after the whole night of Avodas Yom Kippurim, in the morning, Shacharis, we have a bigger Akkar, we go do it again. And that's why we keep repeating the Al-Khayr over and over, we keep getting a newer recognition in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the end, he says, we just wish we could have a little bit more time. As Ni'ila happens, when we call out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu one last time, Avinu Malkeinu, Kasveinu B'Seif Haslicha Mechila. Well, I'll just take Rabbi Fletcher one step further and say, of course, once you actually, I'm adding a big new Madrega, once Yom Kippur comes to the end and you're zeichet to that kapara, now you suddenly become a much greater person and you realize what your chait was before. And people say something similar to this, and that's why you say v'hurachu mi'chaper avoin and slach lanu avinu in Meir, because you have a whole new recognition, not that you were zeichet to the ultimate kapar. That is in parentheses. But I want to share with you what the Alter from Slabodka says. So he brings that, Alter Slabodka brings that, we already discussed the Rosh Hashanah, how Rosh Hashanah really, Chazal tell us, is supposed to be a day that has a lot of simcha to it. Yes, there's a fear, but it's supposed to be together with simcha. We spoke about this on the shir before Rosh Hashanah. And it says in the Nechemiah Parakas, the Nechemiah and Ezra saw the Klai Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah were crying, beginning of Bayis Sheni about their sins, and they told them, Al tis ablu v'al tifku, don't mourn and do not cry, because they were all crying. And they told them, eat mashmanim, you should drink sweet drinks, send food to each other, v'al ti asu, don't be sad, don't be depressed, ki chedvas Hashem yimu'uschem, because now you're able to rejoice that you're back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. This clarity of being zeichet to be able to get back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have everything right, really ultimately, if someone thinks about it, it's just a source of complete simcha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Shlomo HaMelech at the beginning of his reign what he would like, Hashem offered him anything he wants, a complete freebie, choose any gift you want. What does Shlomo HaMelech say? V'nasata la'avdecha lev shemeha lishprek tis amcha, give me a listening, understanding heart, lahavin mein tayv l'ra, so I should know what's good and what's not good. What can be more beautiful than to know how you're supposed to live? That's the most perfect way. That's the greatest simcha in the world. And therefore, he says, these 10 days, says the Alter of Slabodka, are really days when we clarify how we want to live and we have everything in proper perspective. That brings a tremendous simcha. So he says something very interesting. We would think that Yisrael Yimitshuva, Yomim Neroim, are just scary bad days, sad days, we might have thought that. And then we have afterwards the days of Sukkot, which seem to be just cheery, happy days. Zman Simcha Seinu. Well, he says, they're actually very, very connected. Why? He says, like we just showed, the Yomim Neroim have, on the outside, yes, exterior of Yomim Neroim, awesome, fearful days. But the premiest of these days, the goal, when you climb through it, you're really getting to what? What's the goal? The goal is to getting to Simcha, because you're back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know how you're supposed to live, and you have everything straight, and you're able to live a good life. So the Chitzonis is Yira, and the inside is Simcha. But on Sukkot, he says, yes, it's days of Simcha, but the Gemara tells us in Brachas, V'gilu b'ra'ada, it says in the Pasuk, Gemara Darshan, V'gilu b'ra'ada, B'makim gila sham tehe ra'ada. Whenever the Simcha, it has to be a Simcha that's with Yiras Shamayim. So those are days of Simcha on the exterior, but the point is the inside of Sukkot is to bring you to Yiras Shamayim. So it comes out that we have 40 days from Rosh Hashanah, from Elul until Yom Kippurim, 40 days, days where we are living on the outside with fear, but heading towards a place of Simcha. And then on Sukkot we've come to the Simcha, and our goal is to get to a deeper level of Yiras Shamayim. And this is like the very famous Medrash the Alter brings, Medrash, the Yalkut Shemayni in Yeshaya, and the Pasuk says, Asis, Darshan is a very famous Medrash. Pasuk says, Zayim Asa Hashem Nagilu V'Nismacha Boi. And the Medrash says, what is Boi mean? What is it referring to? This is the day Hashem created, Nagilu V'Nismacha Boi. Are we rejoicing with Hashem? Or are we rejoicing with the day? What's Boi referring to? The Yayim or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Medrash says, David didn't tell us, but his son Shlomo let us know clearly. Because Shlomo writes in Shir HaShirim, beginning of Shir HaShirim, Nagilu V'Nismacha Bach, that our joy is with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, and this is really referring to the experience we have when we learn Torah. He says, that's why after the whole Yom Neroyim, the 40 years of Yom Neroyim, and then we have the days leading up to Sukkot, when we're involved in Simchas HaMitzvah preparation, and then the actual Sukkot, we get the Shmini Atzeres. They were misakin for us on that day, Chazal were misakin for us on that day, Dafka, Simchas Torah. Because that's really the ultimate simcha, is simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because now we've realigned ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think we could just add, of course, everyone will probably be masking. That's why in Atta Haresa, we say, and the whole pasuk, then we say, because this is the Gemara in Tainis, that says in the future, everybody's going to be pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they create a big circle. And Simchas Torah, we have this circle, we're recognizing, we're pointing, yes, we've had this clarity. At HaReis HaLadas, Ki Hashem HaLikit Eit Oyin Mavadai. We come to that, this is how we should be living, there's no other way. What were we ever thinking? Why were we thinking to do something differently? This is what Yom Neroyim and Yom Kippur, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like we said in the Navi at the beginning, Hashem says, you're walking around depressed on this day? You're just sitting here dreaming about your food? And you're upset that you have to fast again, even before it begins, then I'm sorry, you really, really missed the point of what this fast is. The Alta says, Midrash says, only one day to fast. Only one day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants us to enjoy. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hashem gave us a mitzvah, Erev Yom Kippurim, to eat. Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva, he writes, three reasons. Mentioned this in the Shir Erev Shabbos. Three reasons. We're going to say another one of the reasons now. Three reasons why there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And one of the reasons he mentions, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is because you're zoicha to a kapara. He says, if you wouldn't be happy, you're insulting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're showing you don't care about your sins. But if you know that you're about to get cleaned up, you should be excited. And if you don't show simcha, then it shows you don't even appreciate how tarva was to do averis. And by the fact that you're besimcha, that shows that you're excited and you appreciate what Yom Kippur is about to do for you. And says Alta Fezabat, then Hashem wrapped it with 7 days of Simcha afterwards, because really, you're supposed to look at it as just one big experience of Simcha. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yofasha Achas B'Tshuva Ma'isim Tovim Kol Chayim Labo, better one moment in this world being involved in Tshuva is more Gishmak than all of Olam Haba. Now, we don't really know much about Olam Haba. So the Mishnah goes on, right before tells us, Yafisha Achas Be'olam Haba, Bikol Chayolam Hazeh, the pleasure of Olam Haba is better than any pleasure of Olam Hazeh. Means all the pleasure that ever happened in world history, yeah, from Adam until now, take all the enjoyment anybody ever had, and compact it, says the Alter, to one little pill, Olam Haba is greater. That's the pleasure of Olam Haba. Yeah. But there's something which is even more better than that. Something which can be brighter and more enjoyable than that. And that is Tshuva and Ma'isim Tovim, a moment of living with Tshuva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is an unbelievable experience of Simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, I brought you into Gan Eden. Right when he was created. Everything's perfect. One tree you shouldn't eat. Just one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu told not to eat. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everything should be perfect for him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying that everything should be perfect for us. And if there's something that we're not supposed to have, it's only for our own good. It's just a matter of having clarity to realize that everything is so good. Everything. We could be living a life of being inside Gan Eden. It's up to us to realize that. Just realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying this and this and that, there's a reason for it. Says the Alter, that is why right after Yom Kippur is over, we go straight into Vehu Rachum, because we don't want it to end. We don't want this tshuva experience to end. We're excited. We're like, this is great. I love living with tshuva. I love living with clarity. I want to keep doing tshuva every single day. I want to live a life of tshuva. I don't want tshuva to be a once a year experience. And that's why right away, when Yom Kippur is over, we say, V'urachum yichaper oven, because I want to continue living like this. Like the Navi says, Haloi, Zet Soim Efchereyu. This is the type of fast that Hashem wants us to do on Yom Kippurim. Pateach Hatzuba is Rasha. Disconnect from all the other junk you're involved in, all the garbage you're involved in, and start realizing that life is wonderful. Elokim Asas Adam Yasher. Just stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mirt Hashem will be Zeicha to have Simcha all of our lives. Gemar Chasimah Tovah.